It's Tim here, and I'm live here at KEPU, and I'm not just sitting here by myself. The whole purpose of this interview is that we're interviewing Mike Kaoli, and Mike
Aloha.
Is... Aloha. This wasn't your turn to start yet.
I'm sorry.
See, he's got his instruments poised here. They're ready to go. Stan Meidinger is here with him. And this is all about the concert coming up this Wednesday at Don Quixote's. Mike will be performing. Timmy from the Aloha Island Grill will be doing a lead-in. Music starts at 7:30. This is Wednesday the 16th. As you know, Don Quixote's is downtown Felton, California. You can't miss it. Reasonably priced, $10. And I see, Mike, that you've got all your... You can say aloha now. I'll let you say it.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Aloha, everyone. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I see you have all your instruments poised. But, you know, this is an all-Hawaiian station here at KEPU, and if I didn't get my name, it's Tim. But you're not going to get off that easy without us starting with your lineage. You can't just start playing music without telling us a little bit about the family, the
Thank
ohana.
You, Tim. Yes, you know, my ohana is very much gifted in music, and I was around it all the time, and so I was able to pick up a lot of stuff here and there. My mom was an entertainer in the Marine Corps. She traveled to the mainland to Kula and Hawaiian songs up there with her hula troupe, as they were called back then. She came back with all kinds of other interesting stuff like jazz and country and that kind of stuff. And so that was my mom's side. My dad's side, his younger brother, baby brother in fact, his name was Mo Kaoli, and he was a very much loved entertainer back home, and also a very famous cousin of mine that redid a song and became very much loved, Israel Kamaka Viva Ole. They call him Iz.
Yes, I think we've heard of him.
So, yes, it's been quite a wonderful thing to have music in my family, and it was given to me from the heart, and so I like to share it with you folks and all you listeners out there. Thank you for having me.
Now, I assume that Skippy was your cousin, too?
Skippy was more my age. Israel was younger than us. And, yes, he was a great guy. We had many fond memories growing up, sliding down the hills together in Kiola Hills on cardboard boxes. That's when he wasn't so big. So I was pretty safe at the bottom of the hill.
Yeah, that would later on, that might have been quite an impressive movement on the hill. It
would have been dangerous.
And Walt?
Yes, Walt is my cousin, another cousin. See, the way I'm related to Iz was that his mom and my dad are brother and sister. Now, Walt Kaoli, he goes by Kaoli back in Oahu, his mom and my dad are also brother and sister. So she is a Kaoli also. And he's doing very well. He just released an album that's taking off great. And so we are so happy to keep the legacy going, if you will. You know, with the
I guess there was music around the family all the time.
Yes. I mean, you go home, you go to sleep listening to music, you wake up, you know, listening to music. So it was always in our blood, if you will.
And I got one more in my mind, and that's Bill.
Yes.
Is that your brother? Is that correct?
He is my brother, my younger brother. We're 1 year apart. And he moved up to Bend, Oregon about 17 years ago, going on 18. And the city of Bend just embraced him because he has that same aloha in giving. He works for a hospital there. And he also does an annual luau, which all the benefits go to special needs kids. And so he hosts concerts. In fact, we're going up to one on the 18th, I believe. It's like right after the Don Quixote one. And we're going to be freezing, but it's for a good cause. And so my brother is really happy to have me coming up.
And you've played at the luau too, haven't you?
Oh, yes, yes. It's been quite an experience. And what Bill does is he brings entertainers from Hawaii, like the Makaha Sons. We're up there 1 year. Uncle Mo used to always go up when he was still alive. George Kuo, Martin Pahinui, Aaron Mahi. They make regular trips up there too, and so they're great friends, and just happy to help Bill out when that time comes around.
Well, why don't we get a feeling of what kind of music people could hear Wednesday at Don Quixote's?
Okay, thank you, Tim. First song is one that talked about when Hawaii used to be frequented by trolley cars and all the good fun things you could do with your sweetheart on the trolley car. It goes like this. Hene hene koaka, the trolley car song.
Hene hene koaka, ko le le hapa, e me a ma a moia.
For you and I, my dear.
Hene hene koaka, ko le le hapa, e me a ma a moia. For you and I.
Kawila.
Ika awila make neke. Holy only kohokino. Ime ama amoia. For you and I.
For you and I, my dear. Let's go hug on that trolley car.
Ika awila make neke. Holy only kohokino. Ime ama amoia for you and I.
Let's go to Kaka'ako now and eat some pee-pee stew.
I Kaka'ako mahako, I ana ika pee-pee stew. Ime ama amoia for you and I. I Kaka'ako mahako, pee-pee stew. For you and I. Mai kapuana, ko le le apa, e me ama amauia, for you and I.
Aino,
aina mai kapuana, ko le le apa, e me ama amauia, for you and I.
The Charlie guy song. Thank you. Mahalo. Thank you.
Well, the phones are ringing off the hook. People wanting to know about pee-pee stew.
Oh, no, not pee-pee stew again. You know, it's funny. I get mixed up with pee-pee-pee and pee-pee. Pee-pee stew is the beef. Pee-pee-pee is the little muscle. It's a small little shell, and you got to go with the needle and take out all that muscle. And it takes about a million of them to make a pee-pee stew. But either or is very delicious.
Well, good. Now,
And Norm can recommend a wonderful place in Oahu that has pee-pee stew.
Oh, yeah. Ono's.
Ono's on Kapahulu.
That's the one we should have gone to, huh, Bob?
Yeah.
We didn't make that one.
Well, do you want to keep playing or do you want to talk or would you?
Well,
I wouldn't. Go ahead.
You know, there's a couple of songs that I like to do, you know, all kinds of songs, really. You know, Uncle Mo would say, "Bruh, whatever you do, no, just sing Hawaiian, sing all kind, because there's all kinds of people in this world, and you want to make them all happy, you know." And so there was a song called... Dream. Actually, I'll do that one afterwards. I got my guitar in my hand, so I'm going to do one by a fellow by the name of Andy Cummings, who was freezing in Michigan when he wrote this song, and that was the inspiration for that. It goes like this.
I have memories deep in my heart. Memories stab just like a dog. It's a feeling heavenly. I hear memories out of the past, memories that always will last, of his place beside the sea. Shadows are falling. I hear your rolling surf calling, calling and calling to me. Waikiki, 'tis for you that my heart is yearning. Thoughts are always returning out there to you across the sea. Your tropic nights and your wonderful charms are ever in my memories. As I recall, I held you in my arms, an angel sweet and heavenly. Waikiki, my whole life is empty without you. I miss that magic about you, magic beside the sea. Waikiki, 'tis for you that my heart is yearning. My thoughts are always returning out there across the sea, out there at Waikiki.
Mahalo, Mike. Backup voice there is Stan Meitinger.
Now, there's a Hawaiian name for you.
Yes. Stan, why, now that you're talking, maybe you could tell us a little bit about who we might hear on Wednesday at the concert besides Mike.
Yes, I'd love to. December 16th, coming up Wednesday, 7:30, Don Quixote's. We're going to have opening up for Mike is going to be Timmy, a.k.a. Kukia Hunt. And he's going to be playing some slack key. Along with him, joining him a little bit later, is going to be Vern Fernandez. And also on the stage will be Patty Maxine throughout that evening, and myself. And so it's going to be a good time. We're also going to have some hula dancers. Mike's bringing some. We've got some local hula dancers. So it's just going to be kind of a Kanikapila backyard style get-together here. No pressure.
Wonderful way to spend a little winter night, even if it's raining. Yeah. They have a fireplace, not on the stage, but in Don Quixote's, and good Mexican food. It's a wonderful place to pass an evening and thinking about Hawaii.
Yes, we got some great hot sauce. You can put that on your chips and just warm your mouth right up.
Well, I was going to, while we got you here, Mike, I wouldn't mind hearing another Moe story. In my research, I see he was born in Niihau, a pure Hawaiian. Is that right? Or do I got that wrong?
Yes, he is pure Hawaiian. My dad is his mom, Walt's mom. They're all, both their parents, my grandparents, were pure Hawaiian, and both from Niihau. And Uncle Mo was the youngest. He was the baby. And he was quite an inspiration for all us kids, Bill, Walt, myself, Iz, Skippy. And we kind of try to follow in his footsteps and keep that legacy going of love for all kinds of music, but especially our first love, Hawaiian music. And so we're actually all working on recording and hopefully getting that out to the folks not only in Hawaii, but in the States and hopefully all over the world.
Well, I guess you got a Mo song coming up here?
Yes, yes. This is one of Uncle's favorites. He loved all kinds, jazz, country. And this is a song that he used to sing at the Sheraton Waikiki. And some of you folks who went to go visit him probably remember it. It goes like this.
Why, it's just like being in Hawaii. Why spend airfare to Hawaii when you can just go to Don Quixote's?
Thank you. Thank you.
Did you want to keep playing? Or we'd like to keep listening.
Okay. I had just one more song, maybe a little something for the holidays. I was talking to Stan, and he's the bass player, by the way, my good friend. And you get to play Christmas songs only once a year, so it may be a little rusty, but I'm going to give it a shot. And I hope you folks like it. It goes like this. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the season bright. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we
faithful friends that are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together. If the fates allow, hang a shining star above the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Christmas has officially started for me now.
Thank you.
I get off to a slow start.
Thank you so much.
Mike,
are your lights
up,
Tim?
Huh?
Are your lights up?
Not yet.
Good.
But my neighbors are. That's good enough. Now, Mike, you have a website people could search out at that.
I certainly do. It's MIKEALE.com.
How do you pronounce that? That's a little tricky. Yeah, the spelling when you think about it.
Actually, when you look at it, it's Mike Ale. Drinking a lot of ale this.
And did I see you appear on one of these networking? I think I got something from you this week. You're somewhere out there.
Let's see. I can't remember.
You're not on Facebook, I gather.
No, I'm not.
Somewhere I saw. Well, they can find you through your website.
Yes, yes.
He might be on UTwitface.
There's a if you even Google my name, there's a bunch of videos and places that I've played.
Yeah, I've seen your interview with Andy Bumatai over there. You were on there quite a bit.
That was fun.
I think we just saw you talking to Aloha Joe the other day.
And that's correct.
You're getting a lot of exposure and well-deserved.
Yes.
Well, again, it's Don Quixote's. I think the full name is Don Quixote's International Music Hall, downtown Felton. It's this Wednesday, which is the 16th. Starts at 6:30. Timmy will be 7:30. Did I say 6:30? Well, I'm going to be there at 6:30. That's why I get confused. I get there and get my seats at 6:30. But you people, if you want to hear the music start, you might want to be there at 7:30 if my arrival isn't important to you. If you want to make reservations, they're not required. The tickets are $10, but it's 603. Now I don't have my glasses on. They just disappeared.
They're on your head. Look on your head.
Oh, yep. My head. What a silly place for them. 603.
I do that, too.
603-2294. And it'd be nice to make a reservation to encourage everybody, all the musicians, that people will be there. They will be, but just make a reservation anyway. You want to take us out with a song? You got one left in your repertoire there?
Here's one by Cousin Iz. I play it a little different, so it goes like this. Thank you.
Mahalo, Mike.
My pleasure.
We'll look forward to seeing you Wednesday at Don Quixote's, and thank you, Stan. Stan is of the Island Breeze Band, as you know, and I guess we'll sign off now, and we'll all start getting dressed for the Wednesday night show, 7:30, Don Quixote's.